Let me tell you about something that happened to me at a wedding that I recently attended. The best man got up and gave a toast. It was a particularly good toast, and it was one of those rare moments where you could say somebody got it exactly right. What do I mean by that? He didn't spend 20 minutes talking about himself. He didn't talk about how great a friend he was to the groom. He didn't talk about his accomplishments. Heck, he didn't even talk about his relationship with the groom. Instead, he spent 5 beautiful minutes simply telling us about the groom, his character, his kindness, the way in which he loved his beloved. He pointed everyone in the room toward the groom, and then he sat down. There wasn't a dry eye in the place, and it wasn't because of anything the best man had done or said. It was simply because he helped everyone to see the groom more clearly. Now, full confession, I made that story up to highlight for all of us good people exactly what John the Baptist is doing in today's gospel. He doesn't point to himself, he points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." When John the Baptist speaks these words, he's doing something remarkable. He's pointing away from himself toward Jesus. Behold, look there, not here. This is the very essence of what it means to be a witness. And on today, the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, the church invites us to consider our own calling to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. In our first reading from Isaiah, we hear God's servant speaking, "You are my servant Israel, through whom I show my glory." Notice what follows. God's plan is never small. It's never confined. The servant's mission isn't just to restore Israel, but we hear to be a light to the nations that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. No small task. What begins as a particular call becomes a universal call. What becomes a mission and call for one person extends to all peoples. This is precisely what we see fulfilled in John the Baptist. He was called to be a witness, and he embraced the calling with great clarity, even confessing, "I did not know him." He didn't know Jesus. He didn't know who he was prophesying about, who would be the one to come. And still he accepted the call. "But the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." It was sufficient enough of a call for him to rise up and do that one thing, to reveal Jesus to the world. Here's the challenging question for us. What are we pointing to? We live in a world obsessed with self-promotion. Social media convinces us to be advertisers of our own lives. We curate images, we collect followers, we build our personal brands. We constantly are saying, in effect, "Behold me. Look at what I am doing. Look at what I am accomplishing. Look at what I am experiencing." The culture trains us to look inward toward ourselves. John the Baptist, we understand, offers us a radically different way. His entire life is an arrow that points to Jesus Christ. Everything about him, his clothing, his diet, his location in the wilderness, everything about him says, "I am not the point. Look beyond me. Look to another." And this is what the church asks of each and every one of us. By the power of our baptism, we are called to be priest, prophet, and king, configured to Christ, sent forth as his witnesses, empowered to do so. Not to proclaim ourselves, but to proclaim him. Not to proclaim our goodness, but the goodness of Jesus Christ, who takes away the sin of the world. So what does this look like practically for each and every one of us? It means in our families, we point our children to Christ. This is why we pray as a family. This is why we prioritize Sundays. This is why we're patient with our children and forgiving. And we spend so much time and effort to create loving homes for us to model the love of Jesus Christ. In our workplaces, we're called to reveal Christ to our colleagues. How are we Christ-like to them? Through our integrity, through our compassion, to a refusal to go along with the cultural flow that may be against our Catholic faith, to not participate in gossip to be better than that. In our neighborhoods, we make Christ known in the simple acts of kindness, not forgetting the lonely, and defending the vulnerable. And being a witness does not require us to be perfect, brothers and sisters, as John the Baptist was not perfect. Again, he said, I did not know him. But he had his own journey of discovery, as do we, in being called to be his witnesses. What made him a witness wasn't his perfection, but his willingness to testify to what he had seen, to the point beyond himself, to the one who is perfect. Just a few moments, we will approach this altar to receive the Holy Eucharist, the very Lamb of God who John proclaimed. Each time we receive Holy Communion, we are encountering the one who John saw and proclaimed. We are meeting the one with whom the Spirit descended and remains still. And in receiving him, we are empowered to become what we receive. Witnesses who point to the world toward Christ. So as we prepare to receive the most holy body and blood of Christ, let us ask ourselves, who in my life needs me to point them to Jesus? Who is waiting for me to say through my own words and actions, behold the Lamb of God?